Newly confirmed U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy signed an order directing a review of federal fuel economy standards set during the Biden administration, a move he says will help lower the prices of new vehicles. This week, Duffy sent a memo to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration instructing the agency to reevaluate fuel economy rules for new cars and trucks through the end of the decade. Under the current standards, passenger cars are required to reach an average fuel economy of 65 miles per gallon by 2031. An increase from 48.7 miles per gallon in 2024. Light trucks, including SUVs and pickup trucks, must reach 45 miles per gallon, up from 35.1 miles per gallon. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said these rules would help cut emissions by 710 million metric tons, about equivalent to the carbon output of over 1,800 gas-fired power plants, and claimed they would help save consumers an estimated $23 billion on fuel costs. However, federal officials did admit the regulations would also make some vehicles more expensive to buy. Automakers said those cost implications were a concern for them, adding they could face $14 billion in non-compliance fines as a result of the rules. The Trump administration claims the Biden-era fuel economy policy diminished the strength of the U.S. auto industry and denied Americans the full range of affordable vehicles they need, citing data from Cox Automotive that shows during Biden's time in office, average vehicle prices increased from $40,881 in 2021 to $47,218 in 2024, a 15.5% jump. Duffy stated artificially high fuel economy standards could increase vehicle costs and make certain models unaffordable for consumers and small businesses. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now going to look into all fuel economy standards for vehicles from the 2022 model year onward.